and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been looking at the term dispensation, and we've been looking at what a dispensation is not and what it is. We've seen that there are some people who believe there are 7 dispensations, 8 dispensations, and I believe there are 9 dispensations. But there are also those who do not believe that there are any dispensations. And one group, they're called preterists, P-R-E-T-E-R-I-S-T. Well, the preterist view of the Bible is this. Preterism is the teaching, and it's very common in Reformed teaching, in other words, Calvinism, that most prophecies, especially those prophecies relating to the tribulation and the coming of Christ, have already been fulfilled in 70 AD in connection with the destruction of Jerusalem under the Romans. And since these prophecies were already fulfilled, they will have no future fulfillment, a preterist says. We actually find 2 preterists, I believe, in the Bible. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 16 through 19, it says there, "But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ departeth from iniquity." Now, these 2 people, they were doing just what a preterist today does, denying the actual resurrection of certain things taking place in the past. And they actually went so far as saying the resurrection was past already. I believe they were talking about the resurrection of the saved people. Just as you and I look for our resurrection, that we will be with the Lord one day, these 2, Hymenaeus and Philetus, I believe they said it had already happened. Well, that is totally contrary to the Word of God. And this is, once again, a preterist is one who believes there is no such thing as a dispensation. You see, Peter and John were not preterists. The apostles, they were not preterists. They knew the resurrection, the future life after death for the saved would happen after their death, and after the death of anyone who is saved. Acts 4, chapter 4, and verses 1 and 2, it says, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them," this is Peter and John, "being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead." And they were preaching Jesus was raised from the dead, but they were also teaching people that they too would rise one day if they trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, the Sadducees were preterists. In Luke chapter 20 and verse 27, it says, "Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection. And they asked him," now they questioned Jesus Christ, and of course they couldn't, they could not outdo Jesus Christ, because Jesus is God. And Jesus is the one who's going to be resurrected, and He is God, and he knows what's going to take place. Especially, we can be assured that we too one day will rise. We will be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And a preterist does not believe that. They believe that the tribulation is already past, and that everything was taken care of back in AD 70. There is no prophecy to be fulfilled. Well, the Bible is totally against that. The Bible is totally teaches that things will take place in the future. Prophecies will come to pass. They also teach that that the Jews have been replaced with the church. These are people who do not believe that the Jewish people will ever be with the children of God as we are right now. They believe that the Jewish people have been forsaken. Now, Jesus was not a preterist. In Luke chapter 14 and verse 14, it says, "And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." Luke chapter 20 and verse 35, "But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage." John 11, 25, Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." In other words, the saved people are going to rise. The resurrection will take place. And this is a prophecy that comes from the Word of God. Preterists do not believe in the prophecies. I am a dispensationalist. I remind you of that. A dispensationalist takes the Bible literally. A dispensationalist is a person who takes the Bible seriously. He believes what the Bible says. He simply takes God at His word, and he believes that God means what He says and says what He means. A preterist does, not a preterist, but a dispensationalist does not make God's word say something else, but he lets God's word say what it says. Now, I'm going to mention the term dispensationalist later, once again, as we continue to go through our study of dispensations. But notice something else now. We've seen a description, and we've seen the term dispensation defined. And as we continue to study, we find that the word dispensation is mentioned throughout the Word of God. And in the following verses, the noun oikonomia is translated variously: stewardship, dispensation, administration, a job, a commission. We've been commissioned by the Lord to do the job. We're also ambassadors for the Lord, by the way. We have many jobs. We have many things to do for the Lord. And when we think of that, we need to get busy and start serving Him today, right now, doing what He wants us to do. Well, dispensationalism views the world as a household run by God. He gives us our orders. He gives us our marching orders. God is in charge. But He's allowed man the privilege of being a steward, in other words, a servant, in the operation of what he, that's God, owns. He's given us the privilege, the opportunity to serve Him. Can you imagine that? Given the opportunity to serve the God who created everything, the God who sent His Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary and to be raised again, and we would have eternal life. He shed His blood for us. Can you imagine serving God? Well, we need to understand that everything belongs to God, and God has allowed man from the beginning to be a steward of His house. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, you see, God just didn't start this about being stewards. This has been since the beginning. In Genesis 1, 26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." God has given man the opportunity and the privilege of serving Him even from the beginning. Well, that verse I just read, Genesis 1:28, has the word replenish there, and replenish the earth. Some believe that there was earth created, and then chaos came, and then God recreated the earth. Well, that's not true. The word replenish there does not mean to do it over again. It means to fill up. If you go back and study the Hebrew, you'll find out that that's exactly what that word replenish means in that language. It means to fill up the earth, to do what we're supposed to do, replenish, to fill up, to have children, and especially fill up the world with the gospel, taking Jesus Christ to the lost and dying of this world and filling it up with the gospel, fill the world with the Word of God. Well, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15 says, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Well, God has given us so much privilege as we are in this world. God has loved man so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And sometimes I fear that you and I, as Christians, we take that for granted many times. And we simply take for granted that we're saved and we are on our way to heaven. But it's so important, and that's the reason that I want to teach this subject about dispensations, because we should never take God for granted, and we should never take what he's given us to do, the privilege to do, for granted. We should count it all joy that God has chosen us, and that's save people, to do what he wants us to do, because we get into his word and we understand what we're to do. Some people say, well, I just don't know what the Lord wants me to do. Would you tell me? Well, I can't tell you what God wants you to do, except for the fact that you're to tell others about Jesus Christ. That's one thing I know that God wants you to do. But God may have a job for you that teaching Sunday school. He may have a job for you. You may be even called to preach. You may be even called to pastor a church. You may be called to go to the mission field. I don't know what God has for you. That's between you and God. And you need to get into his word, and you need to let him guide and direct your paths. The Bible teaches us that God rewards those who diligently seek him. That not only means for salvation, that means those people who are saved, who diligently seek his will. God blesses that. And God wants each of us to know that today, that he's willing to bless anyone who's willing to serve him. Anyone who's called upon his name to be saved, anyone who's on their way to heaven, God has a job for that individual to do. First, once again, I believe that the first thing a person is to do is to witness for the Lord, to tell others about Jesus Christ. Well, when a person first gets saved, of course, they're to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. They're to do what God wants them to do, and he tells us that people have gone into the world teaching and preaching and baptizing people in the name of the Lord, and that's what we're to do. We're to tell people and let them know that they need to be baptized. If you haven't been baptized, you need to get baptized after salvation. Now, baptism doesn't save anyone, but it's what God wants us to do once we've trusted him as Lord and Savior. And then, of course, we take the Lord's Supper, the communion. That doesn't save us. It's because we are saved that we can partake of that. And we're to do that until, we show the Lord's death till he comes for us. The Bible tells us this. So with saved people, first of all, you get baptized and you take the Lord's Supper and you start growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You get into his word. And I believe that you need to belong to a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church, one that stands on the word of God. And you need to go to a church that uses the King James Bible, the word of God. Those other so-called Bibles are perversions. They're written by man. They're simply commentaries of what man thinks God has said. You need to get into the Word of God and see what God says personally for you. You need to get in there and let God speak to your heart, and don't depend upon any man. I can't study for you. You need to study the Word of God, showing yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Get busy for the Lord. You are a steward if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You knew how to do it right because you get into the word of God. And if you're not saved, you're a steward also. You just can't do what God wants you to do, with the exception of trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God's willing to save you today. He's willing to save anyone who will call upon his name, and he'll never refuse anyone who calls upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That you today call upon him.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.